say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
I'm just looking at my screen here. Normally when Richie Bates' name comes up on my screen, it's about electric scooters or cycle safety or stupidity from people on these electric machines, etc. Nothing to do with that today. Because for some months I was expecting Richie Bates to nominate, to put him back in the council again, because he served not that long ago, it was with the previous term he was a city councillor. And from all reports I were hearing, he was quite well regarded. So I just thought he'd put his hand up again, but he hasn't. He hasn't, which is interesting. I'd just like to find out why and what he thinks about what's going on with the election. What is it, 3.5 weeks away now? But over 3.5 weeks away, it's crept up on us, 16th of March, for that local government election, which is your council election. Now, that's the mayoralty, and it's also your local voting procedure for your representative, your particular division. And some people have got about 4 or 5 hands up, if you like, and others just one, I think. What's that division? Yeah, Division 1, Brett Muller. Nobody had a crack at Brett, so he can take it easy up till the 16th. Now, Richie Bates, former councillor for Division 5 and former president, Cairns Cycling Club, is on the line. Hello, Richie.
G'day, John.
You kept me in suspense for bloody months.
I didn't lie to you, and I'm also, it's also nice to be sitting back and watching what's going on this time from a different view, and and I think it's a fascinating contest this time around. As you say, 3.5 weeks to go, but I think there's still a lot to play out in that time.
So do I. Tell me why it's so fascinating to you.
Well, I think we're probably possibly coming to the end of the unity team reign, and I mean, that remains to be seen, but I think, Bob Manning was, dominant in terms of winning elections. He was very, very good at that. He's now handed the baton over to Terry, who's, come through a pretty difficult time in terms of the challenges of the storm season, all those type of things. But he's also got some challenges now with the likes of an Amy Eden, a fresh-looking team. And indeed, Terry's is good too. He's got some great candidates on there. But you've got the wild card, I think, of Paul Taylor too, the ex-assistant commissioner, and he's playing that strong, safe for Cairns card. And I just think we're in for a real contest here, and it could be very close.
Do you know, it was pointed out, letters there, it might have just been on Saturday, actually, just recently, anyway, letters to the editor that people are saying, oh, yeah, but look at the polling. And the writer made out a very good point by quoting history. He said, yeah, Kevin Byrne was leading in one of the former iterations, where he was standing for election as mayor, and in the polling, he was comfortably ahead. What happened on polling day? Nobody took into account particularly the vote that came out of the Douglas Shire, which was then part of Cairns. And they voted very strongly Val Shear, and Val Shear got the mayoralty ahead of Kevin Byrne. Now, probably the most shocked person in North Queensland would have been Kevin, but a lot of other people as well, because once again, the polling, the if you like, opinion polling, suggested an easy or comfortable win for Kevin Byrne, and it wasn't to be. So this sort of polling you see weeks out is notoriously inaccurate.
I couldn't agree more. It's indicative in some ways, but in others, you wouldn't want to get, if you're leading the poll, you wouldn't want to get complacent around this stuff.
Exactly.
And I think you make a really good point around, the Shear election in 2008, when I think north of the Barron River voted more strongly in favour of Al Shear, and that got across the line. Mm. And indeed, maybe some similar circumstances this time where many of those residents out there will view council's performance on the flood recovery as perhaps an indicator as how they vote. There's a few elements at play here, and again, we've just got more independence, I think, in the mix too. We've had that battle between, do we want a team or do we want to go back to independence? Mm-hmm. Independence look like they could deliver some things that the team were not able to do. So there's that thing on people's minds as well. And so we've seen that mix of that strong contest, I think, in the narrative, in the discussions around the debate for this council election.
Talking about that complacency, actually, it's a very good point, because it was Paul Taylor who who came out on top of that recent polling by the Cairns Post, I think 38%, I can't find it now. But he's far from complacent. I had a call from Babinda on Sunday. So Paul was down here yesterday and he went around meeting all the locals. And then he was meeting people in Gordonvale, etc. So he's certainly getting around. He's not resting on his laurels. And that's interesting from a person who did seem to have, well, a slight edge in the the opinion polling before the election.
He's certainly having a crack, you know. He's having a real red hot go at this. He's going out meeting the people. He's not afraid to engage with the communities. He's telling them what he thinks and what he stands for. And I think he's got that point of difference too. And we talked about it as being an independent, as being someone that's not part of a team. And he's using that as part of his campaign. It remains to be seen how effective that will be. It might be people still comfortable with their old teams that they've supported in the past. But, you know, I think he comes out with, what's important about this whole thing is people have choice.
Yes.
You know, people need to have a choice. We need to see democracy at play. When I see, you know, five or six mayoral candidates and in some divisions, five or six councillors, and when we see the debate when people are talking about what the issues really are, I think that's a really important and a good thing. It's great to have that.
Mm.
So, it's... it will be interesting, and as we've said before, and I think the contest, I think, could be very tight, and I think it could come down to on the day, good organisational stuff, making sure you've got the right number of people on your booths, you've got your booth workers and your out-of-vote cards organised, and, you know, just having that support base around you can be critical when it's a tight contest.
Mm. By the way, the core flute business, I suppose it happens at every election, but this one seems to be a shocker because, in fact, I was talking to Paul Taylor, 4 or 5 days ago, and he made the point, right along one street, I think it was Scott Street, if I remember rightly, every one of his had been pinched, and not one of the person who was about every 50 metres or 100 metres long from another candidate. And I thought, well, wouldn't you think there'd be coverage from CCTV along the way, because the police have made it quite clear it is an offence to steal the core flutes, the placards, whatever you call them.
Yeah, it is, and it's. I think it's pretty tiring for everyone involved here, whether you're a candidate or whether you're someone that lives in the suburbs and you're looking at the signs every day. You've got to ask yourself, is it really necessary? Can we do without this stuff? And I think there's a really good case to say, look, maybe we should wind back on the need for these core flutes. Some areas do that, I think, potentially in Queensland. But it is problematic. And then, of course, you know, you've got this petty theft and crime and all that sort of stuff that hovers around, and the innuendo and accusations. So, and it's a distraction, really, from the main game, and that is really about what is best for Cairns and the region of Cairns and how we get to that point.
Mm. By the way, how important are rates? I mean, to say, as an issue, for example, in talkback radio, but people would start nodding off if we start talking about the importance of rates. But when it comes to people's hip pocket nerve, my God, it's important. What's your experience of the importance of rates' responsibility for a council?
Cost of living is still one of the biggest challenges for our community. You know, the rising cost of everything, rates is in that basket as well, and clearly there's two very large bills that people get every year, and they are concerned about that. So that is well and truly in their mind when they go to vote.
Sure.
And I think any support, any relief that a candidate can offer in that respect is of great value. But it's like anything, it's a balance. You know, we need to provide the services for our region, and they come at a cost too. So I think it's really important that the candidates really explain fully about how they're going to budget, what the cost of rates and what value they get for that, and what their vision in, and indeed what their vision is for the city, because that plays a big part in the cost of building our Cairns of the future.
Yeah. By the way, the other issue too that's been controversial, and that's this position taken by the chief executive, it would seem, to make decisions that seemingly some councillors are blindsided by, like the cashless society, the confrontation that emerged from what happened down at the tip, the Cairns rubbish tip. Then there was Australia Day, was no longer Australia Day, it was to be referred to as Family Fun Day or something. Then we've had another issue just the other day where Terry James has come out and said, oh, the chief executive didn't tell me about this crime inquiry that was happening here in Cairns. Well, the mayor down there in Townsville knew about it. She turned up and put in a submission. The mayor of Mareeba knew about it and came down and put in a submission. Terry said, well, the chief executive didn't tell me, yet it was listed in the circular they put out to the council. Things like that, are they an issue heading into a local government election?
Well, I think they are. I mean, they play into the whole scheme of things about how council works. You've got your operational side and you've got your elected representatives, but I think it's incumbent on the mayor and those councillors to be across what's happening on the operational side. They can't always influence things directly, but they can certainly be well informed about what's happening. And if they've got bureaucrats or senior staff there who aren't giving that information, then ultimately they can take steps to remedy that. Now, it's not always easy, but you've got to get on top of your bureaucracy. Mm. You have to understand what's happening in the operational side of the business. Mm. And sometimes it's not quite good enough to say, I didn't know. You know, if you're a good leader, you do know. Mm. You will find out and you'll get on top of it and you'll manage it properly. So I think that's, you know, and we've, as you said, you point out three really good examples, John, about, you know, this disconnect, if you like, between the two areas. And and potentially, I mean, that's a great point for any, you know, someone that wants to run into office and say, this is the sort of stuff I want to get on top of as well.
Yes.
And ultimately, as an elected representative, you have the capacity to influence the flavour of the management, the operations of the soil of council. You know, you've got an operational plan, you've got a Cairns plan. In those type of things, you can embed the things that you want for your city. You're not directly telling you know, operational staff what to do,
yes,
but you can set that flavour, that tone through these key strategic documents, and that's what they should be doing. So we can avoid these type of scenarios that you've very wisely pointed out has happened.
This has been very instructive today. Very important information, Richie Bates. I still think you should have had a crack.
Well, maybe next time, John.
Maybe next time in four bloody years. Good on you, Richie. I appreciate this. Thank
you. Thanks, mate.
That's Richie Bates, former Cairns councillor. He used to be the Division 5 or City councillor.